All right. Recording started. Does somebody, or I'll call the meeting to order. Oh, does somebody want to take notes? That's what I was going to ask. Board C.
This is Jared. I'll do it.
Okay. Thank you, Jared. I'm going to call the meeting to order at 5:33 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Roll call, Jared Davis.
Here.
Present. Kyle Johnson.
Here. Present.
Scott Krause. Absent. Aaron Stevens is here. Lloyd Timberlake.
Here.
Nathan Wakefield.
Present.
Noelle Key.
Present.
Mike Sullivan is absent. Martin Frost.
Here.
Cody Furek.
Present.
And Kim Laird is absent. Oh, dear. Looks like I forgot to adjust some of my copies and pastings.
I was noticing that. I was like, I didn't approve the agenda yet.
Sorry about that. I thought I made it all the way through. Okay, does anyone want to move to approve the agenda for October 27th, 2013?
Move, Ms. Lloyd.
And a second?
This is Kyle, I'll second.
Okay. Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll move to a vote. Anyone opposed to the motion? Any abstentions? Vote passes. Okay, moving on to approval of minutes. Need a motion to approve the minutes from September 8th.
Approve this, Lloyd.
Thank you. And do we have a second?
Where is everyone?
This is Noel. This is Noel. I'll second that.
Thank you, Noel. Any discussion? All right. Anyone opposed to the motion? Any abstentions? Motion passes. And a vote to approve the minutes from September 22nd as well. Any motion?
I move with Lloyd.
A second is Kyle.
Thank you. Any discussion? Okay, moving on to a vote. Anybody opposed to the motion? Any abstentions? Motion passes. All right, moving on to reports. If you're going to do a verbal report, please keep it to under 5 minutes. I don't think we have any people here for a verbal report. Did people get a chance to look over those?
Yep.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so 2013 post-festival report from Kim. Any discussion regarding that report?
Yeah, I'd like to talk about the video.
Yeah.
That she's working on. I really think that's something we should get going on soon. Do we have to formally have a motion to approve the person that gets selected, or can we straw poll that then?
We can straw poll it. Yeah. Okay. And so a straw poll, for anyone who doesn't know, is generally done on the board forums on the IJA site, just so that there's a concrete evidence of it somewhere rather than just floating around in email. So... yeah, if she comes back with some video editors.
Can we do the same thing with the contract for that video editor?
We could.
Okay.
Yeah, it can be a straw poll vote made by made online by the board. It looks like the numbers that she's proposed from the one company she's heard back from are pretty going to be high.
That was
$8 an hour.
I don't think we want to go with that one. It's just my gut feeling.
Right. I know she said she was talking to some people that were like college students or different things where it sounded like there were going to be cheaper options, but going through an actual editing company is going to be pricey in general.
Do we want to rely strictly on her? Or I know we had someone lined up potentially for the 2014 festival that might be interested.
Right, yeah. And I'm still talking to him, and I did email her saying that he could be a potential option for 2013 as well.
Okay.
And Nathan, once I give him the information I've gotten from Jayco, I'll probably pass on further communication to you to work with him. Yeah. Okay. Any other discussion from the festival? It would be nice to get the final numbers and the final budget. Sounds like that's right around the corner. I did talk to Holly this week, and she said it looked like it was going to be about a $7,000 to $8,000 profit.
That's great.
Hey.
Yeah. So.
Good, good.
Alrighty. Oh, and that part, Jared, that you're typing right now is actually part of the same previous report, just so you know. Perfect. Thank you. Okay. Any other discussion? Moving on to future festival planning. Mike Sullivan gave us his report. What's that?
I've been waiting for some information from Tim since August. What's her status?
You've been waiting for some information on what?
On the 2013 festival details.
Details from the 2013 festival?
This year's festival, yes.
Financial details?
Registration information. I'm trying to get my books in order, but I need details from on-site registration. And she sent me some information, which was inconsistent, and I was trying to get that cleared up. I never heard.
You never heard back from her? Yeah, she apologized for any lack of communication she's been having. It does sound like she's dealing with some kind of crazy disease thing that recently came up. So that's been her priority. She did report back, I think it was in August. I can look at 2013 Fest report on specific numbers, but that was the last I heard. And the numbers, there were 461 people in the gym.
I'm trying to get details to confirm registration. So, I mean, the general summary, I don't care about that. I want the details from the, you know, I need to understand the details that she tried to send me.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, I can just send her my email again, but I'm just wondering what her status is.
Great. Yeah, she's having a hard time responding and making it through the day each day is what she told me. So is it something that Holly might have the information on or Scott perhaps?
I don't think so.
Okay.
We can talk about this offline.
Okay, that sounds best. And as she has been in touch with me, maybe it would be best for me to just write her again and try to get that at this point and see. Or, yeah, I would say a follow-up email might be the trick, but we can talk more about it.
Okay, thanks.
Later, if that works. Yep. Okay. Future festival planning. Moving on to that. Mike Sullivan did his report. Any discussion regarding that report?
Yeah. I just have a question. This is Noel. I took a look at that, and I was wondering if I was looking at the other prospects for 2015 and beyond. And sort of noticed that most of them seem to reside sort of in the central U.S. There's no coastal sort of situation. And I mean, maybe that's not where his resources lie or for whatever reason, but it would be also, I mean, he's doing a great job. I just also think that maybe researching some coastal areas would be good too.
Agreed. Agreed. And I think he might be looking for some people, like I know he wrote to Kyle, me and you, about potentially researching some options on the West Coast. Yeah, I definitely agree. Coastal areas would be good to research as well.
Yeah.
I think in general, I've done some a bit of research in the past and found the West Coast to be more, or any of the coasts to be more expensive. But I think it's more looking into other options, like things like community colleges and different things like that might not be as expensive as convention centers and big universities on the West Coast, at least. Cool.
This is Jared. I wonder about, well, just to clarify, we're talking about the 2015 festival right now, right?
No,
this is just the future festival site report. He made a report about the 2015 and beyond, just cities that he's looking at.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess it's that what I'm trying to say is that I think it would be good if we, you know, post it on the website or on the Facebook page or wherever, telling people that, hey, are you tired of being the only juggler where you are? Well, if you and your club or whatever, like, we need to get more people to submit proposals for the festival. And if I feel like, especially like with Facebook, there's a way of contacting people doing that. That's all I really want to say.
Right, like having places that would potentially want to host an IJA.
Yeah, like especially like letting people know, say, hey, you know, the IJA now is paying, you know, a small, you know, a few thousand dollars. I think if we want to say that for someone to be the festival organizer, and if any juggling club, you know, if your juggling club would like to do that, you can make a few grand and, you know, put on this festival. I don't know. It just, I think the idea of us, we need more people submitting proposals. We can't just have one choice, and we need more options. That's all I really want.
Mm-hmm. Sweet. Yeah, and I think especially for 2016 beyond, because we're already a year and a half out from the 2015 festival, I think 2016 beyond, the idea of shifting to people, clubs and stuff, looking for a site, clubs that want to host the festival, looking for a site and finding the site and working with that site directly could be a cool way to go, and doing promotion for that. I totally agree.
This is Lloyd. I think it's a good idea. I think we need a sort of regular communication with the affiliates, and that would be a good place to start to talk about,
yeah,
you know, looking for sites and what a site needs to qualify and all of that. So that would be a good thing to start getting in touch with the clubs about.
Hey guys, this is Kyle. I think it's a good idea. I know we've talked about it before. That sheet that we had, that it was like a one-page summary of what the IJA is looking for in our location.
Mm-hmm.
I misplaced that, and if somebody could send that to me, I would be very grateful. And then I would like to look at that, and then we can maybe have that available to anyone that's interested in trying to find a location near them, near their club, that's more established. If somebody's got that.
Ethan also sent out an email to all of us with suggested potential changes and stuff that it would be good to review and see if there's anything we want to suggest to Mike that we alter. I also know in his last email to me, you, and Noel, he said, I now have a new revised one sheet, but he didn't include that in that, so I was going to ask him to send out a new, the revised one, because if he's already revised it, that would be good to know what those revisions are. And then looking at what Nathan suggested as potential revisions, and anything else the board thinks might need to be revised on that. as we move forward.
This is Noel.
Yeah, I think this is a good idea.
I also would just like to echo, I think, what Lloyd had said about the affiliate program.
Yeah.
Just for the future, reconsidering really what that means to strengthen relationships with the local club. Because
definitely.
I think it's something that needs to be maybe more deeply meditated upon, especially in pulling new people into just the IJA network.
In general.
I actually believe in the
affiliates
as well.
Totally. And I was thinking, so Jim Maxwell is the new affiliates director, and he just signed up for that role with his last vote last month. And I just talked to Kyle about marketing and such, and we were talking about having a meeting for the affiliates team, which it seemed like there were a few people interested in being kind of part of a affiliates club's team, or at least talking about what the future of that would look like. And I know Lloyd and Noel had both expressed interest.
That's right.
So a Google Hangout or something like that with Lloyd, Noel, Kyle, and Jim Maxwell discussing what the future of the affiliates program would be great, and what steps we want to take to really make that happen and start really kicking back into gear with that network that exists and is already somewhat established. So I was going to orchestrate an email for you guys to potentially meet and discuss that further. If that
Excellent.
Sounds good.
Excellent.
Okay. Awesome. And then we can add an affiliates report to the monthly meeting. cool. But I agree. I think the affiliates clubs are a great way, not only for membership, to get more volunteers in the IJA, to just build interest in the IJA in general, but also for future festivals. Cool. Any more discussion? Okay. Yep, report from Alvin Winters. Any discussion on that? There is going to be a rebranding. I don't know if people read that over, but there's going to be a rebranding of YEP. The team decided that youth education program just doesn't sound very exciting to young people in general. So we're looking at doing a rebranding of that and making it kind of be a more fun and also internationally friendly name.
YEP was a good guy.
Far too educational.
What's that?
I said it sounds far too educational.
It sure does. And YEP sounds cool. I'm just saying YEP sounds cool. And my
YEP was a good attempt.
Right. But then when you break it down and the kids say, oh, what's YEP stand for? Youth Education Program. Yeah, it's not that exciting. So that's something. And Ellen's doing submitting it to the newsletter and to eJuggle to try to get name ideas, just to encourage members and the public to submit name ideas and just have a bigger pool of name ideas to choose from. So that'll be happening in this next month. Okay. Website report. Matt Krause did not submit a website report. I've been sending periodic emails to him throughout the month asking him to let me know what was going on and where it was at. And I hadn't heard anything back from him, and then this last week he wrote back saying, I'm sorry, I've got a new job, and I haven't done anything on this. And Scott O'Hearn, who's also the person, the other Scott that wants to be working on this, also said he has not done any work on it. So that would be a good thing for us to talk about and address next steps as to where we want the website to go and how it's actually going to get there. I'm thinking Scott right now might not be the best for the team lead, just because it sounds like he's got a lot of life things going on that's keeping him from being able to focus on this. If everyone read Mike Sullivan's encouragement to actually follow through with getting a new website going,
mm-hmm.
It is definitely something that needs to be done and needs to be addressed. I'm just wondering if anyone has any thoughts on that in particular. One thing I do know is Mike had gotten the AMS systems, association management systems, had a list of three of them for the board to consider. This was probably a year and a half ago that he originally came up with these ideas. One of the concerns was that they are an annual cost of anywhere from $1,000 to $6,000. I went in and looked at those fairly thoroughly a couple months ago, and the ones that do cost $6,000 are pretty awesome. They're easy. They have a lot of assistance, a lot of people helping with the transition of from one site to the next, a lot of support, a lot of back-end stuff that would be very helpful for membership, for members. I know the templates was a concern, is that it's a template site, so it could or could not be engaging, but I think that's also dependent on the developer and who's making the front end. Those were the main proposals, and I know that's what Mike still wants to push to go through, but I know a big other piece of that has been the idea of whatever you juggle sites on, what's it called?
Okay.
What type of program, Noel, that your website runs on?
WordPress?
WordPress, thank you. Thank you. I was researching WordPress options, but...
This is Noel here. I kind of feel like the job of project managing the website is like either a highly trained job or somebody is willing to put in a lot of time. And it seems difficult to get that done with volunteer labor unless there's like a real concerted effort to making it happen. That's just sort of my opinion on that. And especially from my perspective of changing, we used to use another website and changing completely to a new system. It was like four guys full time for at least 3 months to make sure that pushed out. Not just the developers, but us meeting about what's supposed to happen.
Totally. Yeah, it's a big project.
So expecting a volunteer to fill that role might not be... I don't know, might, like, not just developing the site, but, like, project managing it might not be, maybe there's, like, a small, like, $100 or something or a membership that we can offer to somebody who wants to do such a substantial task. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Because most likely they're going to be skilled laborers or have some project management experience, and their time is valuable to some extent.
Definitely. Yeah, and I think the idea had always been to pay a website designer or whatever that looks like for the front end, but the actual person putting the time into consolidating the website that we currently have and updating the verbiage, making the verbiage all within the IJ branding and everything the board essentially wants to see in a website change, yeah, it's going to be a lot of time. And I do know Mike was willing to do this work as a volunteer. He is retired, and that was he did have the time to put towards it. But he got frustrated with the board not moving forward with choosing a plan. And mainly it was because of the concerns of the finances involved and the ongoing $6,000 fee. One thing, too, I think that would be good to know is how much money we actually have right now to put towards the website and how much we're willing to dedicate towards the website. One thing I'm going to be working on in the next couple weeks is creating a 2014 proposed budget. And I feel once we really know where we're at with our finances and how much we're spending annually, as well as projected income, it would help us know how much we have to actually put towards the website. And that could help know if we have money to put towards project management, website design, and an AMS system.
I mean, I'm sorry, I don't mean to continue talking, but I guess it's just the urgency in which we want the website done is basically also will potentially be expressed in how much financial resources we dedicate towards that. Putting that up there.
Jared Davis. Hey, I'm sorry. I lost my internet connection and my phone. my phone call at the same time.
Okay.
Okay.
So I don't have internet or how it was. Sorry, I think.
You don't have the internet, is that what you said?
My speaker is missing. So I don't have internet. I don't have.
Okay.
So I can't do the that. And then
so you can't do
I
the
had to, right. And I lost my phone call because I was signed in via Google Talk. So.
Okay. Got it. Would anyone else be willing to continue taking notes at this point?
I can't do it because I'm on a cell phone in a small phone booth, so I can't.
Okay.
I usually would volunteer, but I can't this time.
I know. You're usually great at that, Lloyd. Thank you, though.
This is Kyle. I think I can do that.
Okay. Thank you, Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as where we're at with website and taking steps to move forward, I will check in with both Scott Krause and Scott Ahern and see if it's something they realistically think they can take on their own. And also, I think, again, once the budget's looked at in more detail, we'll know how much money we have to put towards it, and that will be helpful. If not looking, yeah, I don't know. I don't know, but I'll check in with him and take it from there. Moving on to the next report, marketing with Kyle Johnson.
Hello. Okay. So.
And you wrote.
You read. I wrote a thing out. It's my first report. So I've been going on Facebook and posting a few times a day, and trying to keep up what Aaron's been doing, and. I have been working with Cesar trying to get a good graphic, which is a little difficult. Where it's been taking a few days to hear back each time I message him, and we're still working on a good flyer. I have made a promotional calendar. If you would like to see it, to see what my plan is, if you have something to add, send me your email, and I can add it to the calendar so you can view it. And then, so my plan is that we have our early bird tickets go on sale January 1st, and I wanted to have a membership drive in December for like 3 weeks, somewhere in the middle of it, and where we would have a $19.99 membership price, and then weekly drawings for I don't know if we should... We could have maybe a festival package a week or have one festival package. I don't know how everyone feels about that. I think it's a great thing to have. We'll definitely encourage people to re-up. We have a membership package, like, every week, and then, like, a ton of IJ stock items that we, like, you know, really just paying to store by now, like a bunch of DVDs and magazines and T-shirts. And then, like, some vendor donations and signed juggling stuff. We have some rings that are signed by the 2012... Cascade of Stars jugglers and all the performers that were in there, and then Anthony Gatto playing card that's signed by him. So we do that like once a week. Yes, for raffle prizes once a week for the 3 weeks. And then I was doing some research on what the IJA has done in the past, and there's been a reward, like a recruitment reward program, and I thought that was a cool idea. And if it works out, if somebody, you know, if some kids get, like, really into it or certain groups get really motivated, like Jugheads or something, then they'll actually be able to get, you know, an extra membership or a festival package. So I have it in my report, but I'll just say it. Like, say 5 memberships is $100 for the IJA, and so we send them a T-shirt. So that's going to cost us maybe $15, which totally makes it worth it. And we get more members, and so... The membership points are like 5 memberships, 10, 25, and then the 100 is kind of a joke, but if somebody gets 100 memberships, it's $2,000 for the IJA, and they can get like festival package and lifetime membership. So, you know, if they can do it, more power to them, but the realistic one, 25 memberships, you get a festival package, 1-year membership, and a T-shirt, like that kind of thing. And then while this is going on, I would be posting about, you know, I'd be hyping it up on the Facebook page and everything, trying to get people to continue to be interested in it, and having the drawings once a week get people really motivated to continue being a part of the organization. So this wouldn't really cost the IJA much, just the shipping costs, and the memberships would be more than enough to cover the shipping costs for the prizes, for the few prizes each week. So what do people think about that? The reward system and stuff.
I like it a lot.
Cool. All right.
This is Lloyd. I like it as well. I think it's a very well thought out program.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
I think it's a good idea, this Noel. Just not that this detracts at all, but from a budgetary standpoint about it costing the IJA some amount of dollars, there is also the member buying the membership if it's lower. I mean, I'm just curious. They pay the same they pay for normal membership, Kyle. It would be the normal membership would be cheaper, right?
Well, the normal membership is $30, and for the membership drive it would be $20.
So that means it costs the IJA the $15 or whatever wholesale for whatever the items are, plus the $10 of the membership decrease, right? That would be, I'm pretty sure that would be added on to it. Not that it makes a huge difference, but just in terms of that could. Right. I don't know.
I'm not sure I understand what you mean.
Membership, you're basically, the IJ loses that $10 that it would have got during a normal membership time. I'm not saying it's a bad idea. I'm just pointing that out as that's a part of a potential loss on.
But that's not actually costing the IJ any. I mean, like,
it does
for the amount
that would normally get a membership, like, for the festival and pay the full $30. And now they're getting it.
Yeah.
That does cost $10 per person for the IJA.
That's, yes, the opportunity cost there. There's a bit. But for the amount of exposure that would get and the amount of people that are, that would, yes. Okay, yeah. So it's a bit more than what I said.
It's definitely one-third of the entire cost of overall membership, though. That's the only reason I mention it. You know, if your membership is $30 and $10 off of that is a third of that total cost. That's all.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How
the main thing to look at is that we need to have a certain number of members buying. Like when we reduced the membership from $40 to $30, it was knowing that we have to have a certain number of people buying at $30 to cover all the general expenses throughout the year, which includes, you know, the $10,000 for Holly. The $9,000 for the e-juggle, different things for World Juggling Day, et cetera. So just making sure that, I still think this is a great idea, but just looking at how that could affect the overall budget of memberships as they are the primary income source for the IJ that pays for general budget stuff.
I have a question about the offer. Would these prizes be for bringing in brand new members or renewals?
See, this is. I wanted to ask about the. It would be for any renewals and memberships, as far as I can think of it. It seems like a good idea to have people renewing as well. I wanted to ask you if the. If someone renews and they still have, like, say, 3 months on their membership. Does it just get added on?
Yeah, it just gets extended for a year for whatever they had.
Okay. Great.
But
yeah, I mean, that was my plan.
The thing is that if you allow renewals, let's suppose I know 10 people who are members and they're going to renew anyway. I just get them to renew and sign up with me, and I get credit for their 10 renewals. I don't know if they're getting $10 off, whatever, I get a prize. And I haven't really done anything for the IJA except get a bunch of people who are going to renew anyway. Now, you know, maybe I will have gotten one of them to renew who wasn't going to, but I'm just concerned about loss of what would have been normal income.
Sure. I get where you're coming from. But my thoughts on this, I might just be a little pessimistic about the whole, you know, what the IJA is offering right now and the system of, you know, we have all the videos, we have the exclusive content and all that. And I think if we do this once a year, you know, I don't think that people are going to...
I like the idea. I'm sorry, I realize I'm a speaker.
Okay, Kyle, I like the idea, and I'm with you that I feel like maybe the membership cost is too much for what you get. And Aaron, your point made me want to ask. So when you guys calculated the cost or the expenses of the IJA, what was, I mean, how many memberships would you need at $30 a membership to cover everything?
More than what we have now? I mean, like,
no.
The whole goal...
Definitely not.
Okay.
It was something around, I figured it out this morning-ish. Yeah, it was Dave Fossen who did it, and I'm not sure where those exact numbers are, but I want to say it was around 900.
900 memberships at 30?
That's very similar to what we have right now, since we don't count life
members.
Right. Income.
We have 1,100-ish right now.
Okay.
We have 1,100 what?
1,100 members that aren't life members and such, I think. Membership. It says membership record 1,162. Total is 1,382, and that includes the life members.
I'm not sure. I'll check on those.
Okay, so my idea on this, I'm not you know, I wanted to see how people felt about it, so I'm still open to, you know, should it be only new members, or, you know, maybe if they are not renewing, like if they haven't renewed in a year or something, maybe something like that. I mean, that's hard to check, though. It could be only...
I think it's a little...
It's not?
No, we have records of when people's membership expire.
Okay.
Or potentially lowering it to $24.99, where it's still a discount, but it's not a full $10. That would be another.
Okay.
Option.
Renewals for $25.
Oh, I was thinking.
See, but that only really works for the recruitment program, though. As far as like that being like, you know, not really a viable thing if it's for the recruitment program. But if it's, I mean, the whole it's the membership drive. It's to get people to come back again, you know, and so.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's like our big banner, like, hey, it's only $20, come back, you know, like, continue helping the organization, helping to help other jugglers, you know.
I agree with you, Kyle. I think that's great, and yeah, it could just be for people that aren't current members, but I feel like maybe do we need to move on, or I don't mean to.
Yeah.
Am I taking too long?
No, we are talking this to death. I think it is for people who haven't renewed, and also I think it's good to create some buzz and something new once a year. And also we need to always keep in mind that we pretty much organize things now so that new members don't cost extra money. In the past they did, and now they don't. And that's very helpful when we think about organizing these sort of specials, as it were.
Okay. So I just want to get this clear. So it sounds good if we do the recruitment program is for only new members, and then everybody, but the price is all lowered to $19.99 for everybody.
We're going to do
it. Does that sound good?
Okay.
I just want to get the feeling, but okay. Well, we can move on.
Yeah. So let's, because Bob Motion's already written.
My records show 1,142 members total, including 278 life members, for a total of 864 members who are currently paying per year.
Okay.
Also,
that looks different than the spreadsheet that Marilyn's sending, so it would be good to find out where the difference is there.
It's just a misinterpretation, I believe. I'm looking at the raw data and just counting numbers, counting members. Also, with this $20 membership, this was going to be a limited 3-week discount program. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, it would only be for the promotional like membership drive time.
But it would include renewals as well as new members?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, if you
I know we did a discount for 1 day on World Juggling Day.
About three. We got, I think, about 29 new members then.
Right.
If we do this, if we were to do this every year, let's say, everybody would learn to renew in December when renewal was $10 cheaper. So we don't really want to plan.
Well, so I don't know what I can't remember what the last membership, when the last membership drive was, but the last time we did I just wanted to do it a bit longer amount of time because of the reward thing and see if that worked out. Because it was done in 1993, and I didn't see any, I don't know how that worked out in 1993. Was anybody around?
Membership back then, too?
I'm not sure if they lowered it. It was $18 or something. It was like $18.99, maybe.
It happened just a couple of years ago where they did the raffle type thing.
Yeah, that was in 2010.
I don't think they lowered the membership, though, at all at that point. It was just kind of a membership drive to try to get people to become members, but without lowering the membership.
Okay, well, if I only get one, I would say we should do the drawing and lower the price instead of the recruitment program. And so,
Okay, we lowered the price for World Juggling Day weekend this summer, and we got about 29 new members, brand new members, never before members.
That's great.
It wasn't for renewals.
We didn't allow renewals, although there was like one person who didn't understand that. So we've done a number of membership drives over the years, and I sort of watched these all go by. None of them have brought in a whole lot of new members. I mean, I was there in 1994. I brought 1993 and 4, there was a membership drive. I brought in 29 new members. And I got a free festival package in 1994.
Nice.
And I was one of the top recruiters. I mean, I used two Stanford Juggling Festivals to sign people up.
Okay.
And it probably mostly new members. But, you know, there's been a number of these. The thing is, we need a reason for people to join. And having the videos, you know, is great. And having the exclusive content in eJuggle is great. But I don't see it drawing people in. I mean, I talk to jugglers, and I don't see them interested in it very much.
So,
I'm all in favor of having some sort of drive. I just don't know what the thing is that's going to get people to want to join.
So I think I know it's like kind of last minute. I haven't been planning this for months, you know, but I was going to make a promo video of including like a lot of clips from each of the exclusive videos that we have, so people can like see, you know, it'll have all the clips, and then it'll talk about the programs a little bit, about what they do, and I'll try to get that out in the next month. And I think including the $20 membership price and the fact that we have 7,100 people on our Facebook page, I think it would do a lot better than like just doing like straight email. Like if it's on Facebook, people are on Facebook all the time, and if we talk about it all the time, they'll see it. So, I think it would work out pretty well just because of that. We have that built-in audience, and there's a ton more people, like, every day.
Yeah, let's move on for now, as we do have more comment coming up, and we can fine-tune the actual wording of the motion there. Sweet. Membership report. Can you look at that spreadsheet, Martin, and see the numbers that she's providing?
Where is the spreadsheet?
It would be good. It's the link that's on the agenda. I don't know if you have the agenda.
I got the agenda open.
Okay, if you click on that blue where it says membership, a link will open right below it. And that takes you to the membership thing. Okay. But that's what we've been going off of from Maryland for a long time, so if you have different numbers, it would be good to know what those are specifically for the future reports.
Okay, so, these numbers, I can interpret these numbers for you here. The first column, membership records, is, you might say, families. If we were mailing out magazines, that's how many magazines we'd be mailing out.
Okay.
When it says members, that includes family members. That includes, if my wife were also a member, she'd be included in the members column. That's why it's about 200 additional. I'm not quite sure why it's 220. That seems a little high, but the last column shows 159 family members. I'm not sure what the difference is. The 278 life members that you see there are included in the membership records. Membership records is really the number to go by. That's the number that's basically that minus the life members is times $30, $29 is, or $24 if you review. That tells us how much we're bringing in. So that's sort of the number we've been going by.
That minus the life numbers.
Minus the life members shows you how much income you're making.
884. Got it. So 884 paying in the last year. Cool.
Right,
okay.
So that's how I got my 864 or so number. The number I have is down about 20 from this 1162. I don't know if that predates that or postdates it, but anyway, it's in the same vicinity.
We did it earlier this month, I think so. Okay, great. Thank you. Financial report, Scott Krause, nothing came in from him. And 2014 festival update, Cody Spiras.
Hey. Yeah, so pretty much the main thing I've just been working on is the site visits. Planning a meeting up with the Chamber of Commerce to plan, like, the parade and fire show and busking competition if we want to do that. And then I'll be meeting with the Purdue local juggling club as well.
Excellent.
And, plan to have the budget ready to go on the 17th of November. And everything, which should be ready to start making decisions at that point, too, I believe.
Cool. Any questions for Cody? Or, Cody, do you have any questions for the board? I know you were...
No, I don't believe I have any questions at this time, just in case if there's anything that somebody needs specifically for the site visit to make sure to get in touch with me before I leave on the 4th.
Sorry if I missed it. You're going there the 4th through the 6th, or when
the 5th, the 5th through the 7th, so get in touch with me by the 4th.
Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
That's November?
Yep. So, yeah, like just 2 weeks here.
What's our schedule for going live, selling registration?
January 1st is the plan at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Do you have any ideas for a championships director?
I think that might be one of the few positions that we don't have.
It's Vivica Gardner, who did it this last year, is the person we're in touch with about it, and I'm waiting a response from her.
And then the Renegade Director is the other one, too.
Right, and we have some options for them as well, potentially.
Mm-hmm.
Great, any other discussion? Okay, moving on to motions for consideration. First, we need somebody to make the motion, and then we can discuss it following. So, motion to approve the Quebec proposal to host the 2015 IJA Festival and move forward with developing a contract. Anyone want to make a motion or make this motion?
Hi, this is Kyle. I make the motion.
Okay, do we have a second?
This is Cody. I second.
Actually, sorry, Cody, thanks.
All right, well, speak up, guys. Let's get this party rolling.
In order to discuss it, there has to be a second. So.
This is Lloyd, second.
Okay. Thank you. And discussion.
I'd like to hear a little bit more from you, Aaron, because I know you've been a little more in communication with some of the people behind it, to see if you have any new information or views that you'd like to share.
The last thing I sent to you was the last communication I had with her directly.
Mm-hmm.
And that was regarding the questions we had at the last meeting. Overall, I like the idea of the festival. I do agree that the cost is high with the budget she did submit with the 350 people in attendance. Being a balanced budget, I'm feeling more comfortable with it. And the distances is still a concern for me. It is a mile in between venues with public transit available. Overall, I think their energy and their excitement about starting this is exciting, and they want to start promotion as soon as possible if it's approved. And having the team working with a facility or working with a venue that's in the town that they live is exciting to me as well. Some of my concerns were prop vendors being able to get across the border, and that is a concern. A lot of our prop vendors would not be able to get over there without huge amounts of taxes to Canada. But I've pretty much said my thoughts in emails, and I'd love to hear what other people are thinking.
This is Jared. It seems. Can we get some numbers on the cost of having the festival there, opposed and also how much the cost it is to have the festival at Purdue just in 2014? Do you know?
I sent that an email to you directly.
Right. I would check it on the email, but I don't have internet right now.
Got it. I know it's 42,000 was the last proposed number. And Purdue is likely going to be around 10,000.
So to me, like, what is our finances right now? Can we afford that? Because to me, that seems we can't.
Essentially, in the past, the goal is for the festival to be able to support itself. So it would be that the festival would need to make the profit in order to support that. And that's where her budget that she proposed does not. Was based on the income of the festival tickets.
Right, but aren't we like kind of in the hole, like overall?
No, we're at $52,000.
But didn't we borrow some money, like a couple years ago?
Out of the life fund. It's out of the life fund. It's based on a time schedule that the board wants to pay it back. $20,000.
This is Noel. I just want to mention that I have to leave exactly at 6:30 here today, everybody, to let you know.
Okay.
We could go a little quicker, at least on. We don't have to, but I'm just letting you know I'm leaving.
No, it's good. Sorry. Definitely. Do you have any thoughts on Quebec?
I'm fully into Quebec. I think it does have a little bit of a, like, wouldn't say a risk factor, but it has a risk of being different. Would be definitely something I would anticipate. But I don't think it's going to. I think it'll be a successful festival. I'm positive.
Any other discussion? Okay. Let's move to a vote. Anyone opposed to holding the festival in Quebec in 2015? Any abstentions? Motion passes.
Yay!
Yeah!
Sweet. And this is, just so you guys know, this is for her to create, to move forward with hosting it. She still has to create the contract that we will then have to approve then as well. But this is for her to move forward with forming that contract.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Motion to approve the following officer positions for 2013-2014.
This is Kyle. I make the motion.
Second.
Nathan.
No, I'll second.
I think Nathan said second first.
Dang.
Yeah, Nathan.
Right.
These are the ones that I had not included in the list last time. And I thought the, yeah, so that was my only discussion. But they are all people willing to fill the roles. Any other discussion?
Looks good.
Okay. Anybody opposed to the motion? Any abstentions? Motion.
Which motion? I'm sorry. Which motion are we on?
Motion.
You go really fast, and so.
Sorry. I'm sorry about that. Motion to approve the following officer position.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And finally, was the motion from Kyle, motion to do a holiday membership drive and reduce membership rates to $19.95 for adults and $14.99 for youth. Somebody want to make the motion?
This is Kyle. I will make the motion. Or can I make the motion?
You can make the motion.
Okay, I make the motion.
Do we have a second?
This is Jared. I second.
Okay. And discussion?
First of all, I'd like to say that you use whole dollars, not 99.
What's that?
I'd like to suggest that you use whole dollars, not 99 cents.
Okay.
Market, when we reduced the prices for the World Juggling Day special membership rates this last June, we used $19 and $14 even. Are you comfortable with those?
Okay, I'd probably rather go with 20 and 15, if that's, I mean, yep. It doesn't really matter. But, okay, yeah, can I just change it, or do we have to talk about it first?
We would have to do an amendment.
Okay.
What are you thinking
about
the amendment?
Well, talk about the price you want before you make the change.
Yeah, totally.
Okay. I wanted to do the holiday membership drive where we will change the price to $20 for memberships for adults and $15 for youth.
Okay.
Sound good?
Was there anything else from the discussion that you wanted to change? So this would be for new members, renewing members, everything?
I was going to say for new and renewing.
Okay.
Just make things a little simpler. But if somebody thinks that is a terrible idea, please tell me now, and I can make changes if they think that that's really bad. I think it should be. Yeah, I think it'll work out really well. So, how do you feel?
Okay. Without having done the budget work at this point, I'm a little concerned about doing it without having a full budget and knowing how much money we need to cover the general cost. But that's
okay.
Concern. But I'm still okay with moving forward with the vote.
I could change it to 25. 25 is still a better deal. What?
This is Noel. I think maybe a good idea would be, I get that time is sort of the essence for you, Kyle, in terms of advertising for this holiday membership, but perhaps before the next board meeting, we could work something out where we can approve you to go ahead with a certain rate. I don't know if that's possible, but the only thing I see as a problem is right now, Kyle, I think I'm guessing wants to get started, and it's difficult to do that if we have to wait to the next board meeting to approve this reduced membership. So maybe perhaps thinking about a way post this meeting to do that.
Right, where we could think it out a bit more and I could get more of, I'm having a meeting with Holly this week to discuss the budget, so that would be helpful on my end to feel ready to vote or knowing kind of what seems more realistic and needed.
So we wait 2 weeks?
We could either wait the 2 weeks or do a straw poll sort of thing, but 2 weeks would probably be realistic.
Okay.
Are you planning to announce this membership drive in advance, like a month in advance, or only a few days in advance, or what?
Hopefully, a few weeks in advance, like as soon as possible. Well, I mean, at least 2 weeks, 3 weeks in advance, but, I'll work with what I have. I'm going to be working toward it either way.
Here's the thing. While once you've announced it, anybody who knows that announcement who wants to renew will simply wait to renew. So you want to just make it – I don't know if you want to have a special discount code, but only those people who see the discount code will get the discount, or anybody just happens to sign up during this period will get the discount. If you make people wait a few weeks to get the discount, then you're going to have exposed more renewals to the discounted price.
Okay.
And I don't know whether that's good or bad.
I could wait until like a week before. I think that's a good plan.
Yeah.
And then just blast it.
A week before and also more often with social marketing, you announce it 2 weeks ahead of time, people lose interest by the time it's actually happening. I think a week before is actually more realistic in keeping energy high about it.
Okay.
I'll arrange the timing so that a week before is about when the e-newsletter is going out, so that we hit people up with that with the information in the e-newsletter, and that'll come out around the end of November if you want to have this start. I don't know what dates in December you're looking at, and I wouldn't object to having it run a little longer, but I think starting a week after the e-newsletter comes out or a few days after it, something might be good.
Okay, that sounds good. Okay, so are we just going to move on then? We'll just say just the
right.
Top pass. Okay.
There's a specific way to do that, right? No, we can't say motion just does not pass.
What do we do?
I think I can. Okay.
Hey, Aaron, this is Noel. I'm going to have to go right now.
Okay.
I will see you guys next at the planning meeting. Sorry about having
okay,
to
I'll send out an email. No, it's okay. Thanks, Kyle. Or thanks, Noel. I'll send out an email about the date for the next meeting.
Okay.
Right after.
Thank you.
Thanks, Noel. How do we kill a motion? Or Martin,
you can table it.
Table it. Table it till, well... We wouldn't have to table it till next month, though, right?
Table it,
you can do it through email or straw vote or drop.
It's not worded correctly, anyway.
Anything you can do between meetings, you can do between meetings anyway. So if you want to start a new motion, then do it. Just table this one.
We're going to table this motion.
Yeah. What's going on?
Sorry.
Hey, you do need to vote to table it.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Vote to table the motion. Anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Motion is tabled. Okay, do we have any varia to discuss? There was nothing on the actual list for varia, but in case anything else came up. All right, let's set our November meetings. We're going to have a planning meeting and the board meeting. This one was a week later than we generally would have it, which is generally the third week of the month. And we can just keep it on the fourth week of the month. 13th and, oh wait, that was 10th and 24th. Would those work for people?
This is Kyle. That works for me.
Yeah, that works. Lloyd.
It does work. Okay. That works for me. All right. So say 10th and 24th. 10th for the planning meeting, 24th for the business meeting. And... somebody want to make a motion to adjourn the meeting?
This is Kyle. I'll make the motion.
Okay, we don't need a second. And anyone opposed to adjourning? Any abstentions? Meeting adjourned at 6:38 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right. Thanks so much, you guys.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Have a good
day. Later.
We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Karen, are you still there?
Hello?
Karen?
Yeah?
Are you still there?
Yeah.
The meeting on the meetings between meetings, are these official board meetings?
They're planning meetings. They're not voting meetings.
They're committee meetings?
What's that?
You're treating them as committee meetings or something instead of board meetings? Yeah.
As a planning, it's a planning meeting, but no motions happen during them.
Okay. I was just sort of. Yeah. Okay.
Is that good? Okay. And did you want to talk about that thing with Kim right quick?
Sure. I mean, I don't know what to.
Did you just want to try to email her again and see if you get.
You turned off recording?